mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my... Chapter 60. She could make you do things. Someone can make you do things. Safely back on land after they dropped Hama's canvas-wrapped body into the deep, Aang buried his face in Appa's welcome fur. He didn't want to look at the campfire Shidan had lit with a touch, or whatever the firebender was doing with it that made the flames crackle and Hitomi sigh in grateful relief. Hitomi was weird. Washing her face and a new cloak made her a lot less shabby, but Aang still felt twitchy around her. And he really didn't want to look across the fire, where Sokka and Katara were sitting. Like this was just any ordinary day. Like the person who'd killed someone, who let Hama bleed to death, was just someone to talk to. He didn't want to look at anyone. Not when the world was all wrong. Hama made us almost kill each other. And Katara had to. She had to. Appa rumbled comfortingly. Aang wished he could hide under thick fur and never, ever come out. What happened to her? Katara's voice wavered. She said, it was too awful to talk about. But it's never winter here. The sun never goes away. I didn't think anyone could... She cut herself off.
Be taken by the Wendigo in summer?
Shidan finished. Sokka and Katara drew sharp breaths.
Be easy.
There was a crackle as if Shidan had thrown something onto the small fire.
I do know the proper ward-offs, when one must speak of the Cold Ones plainly.
He raised his voice a bit.
If you must ever ask of them, Toph, be ready to throw salt in a fire. They hate salt and will avoid it. And you.
Okay. Salt. Got it. Toph made a sound, like sucking breath past her teeth. Salt and fire. Huh. How do you know that? Sokka pounced.
When I was younger, I traveled many places,
Shidan said, matter of fact.
The Southern Water Tribe had the closest waterbenders to the Southern Air Temple. Kuzan and I thought it a logical place to look for a young boy who had learned he was the Avatar.
A sigh.
But Aang never reached your tribe. We searched the whole of your coasts, I think, but there was no sign. In ice, sea, or sky. Still, while we were there, we learned of the people we hoped Aang had set out to find. And Kuzan had an idea.
Hidden in the rise and fall of Appa's furry breaths, Aang listened.
Sozin sought the Avatar, and we knew he would never rest until Aang was found.
Shidan went on.
We sought reports of unusual bending. So did the Fire Lord. Training a Master Bender takes time. It is noticeable. The damage from misaimed blows of a Master's strength, never to mention an Avatar's. He humphed. Should we find Aang, we would be racing the very wind to keep him alive. So Kuzan and I thought on how an Avatar is trained. What, above all, he needs to know. And we set out to acquire it.
A low chuckle.
Kuzan could no more bend water than he could fly, but he did learn the basics of the style, and others. Had he lived to find you, Toph, he would have been at your feet for weeks. The precision of your steps, how your bending flows with the fractures of the earth, rather than cracking it as senseless as stone. He trailed off. Forgive me. I miss my friend. So, Hama.
A harsh breath.
As you say, we lack winter as you know it. The sun lessens, but it never vanishes. It was not the Cold One's touch that drove Hama. It was her fury at evil of quite another sort. Azulon's evil. A long pause. Aang counted Appa's breaths. Azulon's evil is very difficult for one of fire to unravel, Shidan said carefully. In part because much of it does not look like evil at all. It steals the robes of expediency, and if our path is not well lit, we believe it walk with one of our dearest friends.
What's expediency?
Toph asked, suspicious. Aang rolled his eyes and lifted his face away from Fur.
It's when people do stuff they shouldn't, just because it's easy.
The air nomads have often defined it so, Shidan said dryly. For all the speed of the wind, the temples were never ones to act in haste. Fire is, and so we hold the older meanings. Speed, fitness for the task, seeing an opportunity to be efficient, to gain the most flame from the least fuel, and taking it.
You're good at taking, Katara said darkly. You're not very good at gratitude, Hitomi muttered. Gratitude? Katara shot back. One of my people had to die. What am I supposed to be grateful for? Your lives?
Hitomi. Shidan reproved her. If Katara feels she and those she travels with were not in danger, they likely were not. The young lady is a waterbender. If she chose to pull hearts to battle each other, rather than only feel the terror and self-loathing Hama inflicted, then we would have been the ones in danger of our lives. He humphed. Your pardon, Lord Sabe. I had to kill several of your missing citizens in self-defense. Oh yes, that conversation would have gone so well.
You're cruel, Katara whispered.
Would you had met Azulon, Shidan mused. Then you might compare us.
Flames crackled.
Ah, but you almost did, and that was no mere mischance, young lady. Azulon had a plan, gathering the waterbenders of your tribe, and that is where expediency cloaks evil.
He didn't gather my mother.
Thuds. Footsteps brought to a halt. Katara?
Sokka's voice was level, warning. Shidan, they didn't come to take prisoners. Not that time.
So I now know, Shidan said thoughtfully. And that I still find troubling. Azulon had a plan to find and capture the Avatar. Why should he abandon it, with over half the Earth Kingdom still to fall?
Sokka made an impatient noise. How could taking waterbenders be a plan to catch...
Oh.
The water tribe boy muttered something under his breath that didn't sound at all friendly. He wasn't after us, was he? We were just in the way. Somebody want to translate for those of us whose brains aren't hung up on sharp edges? Toph put in.
The worst evil can come not from hate, but from indifference, Shidan stated. Azulon's plan, first as a general, then as a Fire Lord, was to arrange the world to his liking, rather than hunt the Avatar, which he had done, as Sozin before him, and Iroh and Ozai after. He would make the Avatar find him. Think, if Aang were dead... And as the years passed, it seemed he must be. A new Avatar must learn air. With the temples gone, Azulon knew of only one place air's teachings could surely be found, and the Onmitsu were under his control. Why should he not seek to hold water in his grasp as well? A rumbling sigh. The north, Sozin had ventured and found too strong. But the south, your villages were free, yet divided. So Azulon began there.
Aang winced. That's sick, Katara got out.
Work, though. Toph sounded queasy herself. Like dropping a boulder on an anthill. Ugh. Remind me not to tell you the tale of Shuten Doji until you are older, Shidan noted. Let it be enough to know that while we love our clans and our nation, we do not trust those outside a great name's authority. And if an outsider threatens what is ours, well, there is little we will not do if we must resort to low war.
Shuten Doji?
Sokka's voice squeaked. Isn't that the one where Raiko convinced the mountain ogres he was harmless by... Oh... He gulped. You know, back home, Raiko would have gotten pushed off an iceberg. And there, you would be justified, Shidan agreed. Here, famine is not our constant shadow. Swords, fire, treachery, those prey on our minds. But the Cold One's hunger barely brushes us. A hero can even step into such darkness, briefly, and return to the sunlight. With scars, yes, but not forever tainted by evil. That is why your sister's grief was believed. His voice darkened, almost a growl. That is why Hama sought my life rather than surrender. She knew I had the rank to seek the truth. To tell you she lied. Yes, she was tortured. Yes, it was beyond what any soul should have to bear. Caged away from sun and moon and sea. Denied even the touch of a kinsman's hand. But she was not of the Southern Water Tribe. She was not of any tribe. Not from the night she slew her guards and escaped. And left her tribesmen behind. A hiccuping, shuddering breath. Katara's.
She said she was the last.
Likely she did. Shidan sighed, as if setting down a heavy weight. You should know that after Hama's escape, the waterbender's prison was no longer considered secure. The surviving prisoners were bound and placed aboard ship, to be more fully interrogated under Onmitsu care. He paused. Oddly enough, that ship was lightning-struck at sea and foundered. It's fortunate one of our vessels was able to rescue the crew. Katara almost hissed.
The crew?
Sis? Sokka's voice sounded weird, like he was almost grinning.
He can't tell us he rescued waterbenders.
Startled, Aang poked his head out of fur. Sokka was grinning. Katara looked mad. Shidan and Toph were listening. And he told me he was sitting primly by the fire, brewing tea.
My lord certainly could not say so.
Every word was precise as a tea master setting out cups. Stealing the Fire Lord's prisoners would be illegal, even treason. She glanced at Aang. And some of those who travel on Byakko's business might be questioned. And some of us... Don't lie well.
Ow, why did that sting?
But you know who we are, Katara protested. You have a sky bison. You can leave and be gone in an instant. He told me to watch the water, as if she wanted to catch the very moment it began to rise as steam. Anyone my lord might have helped would not. Katara looked her over, cool as ice. Don't worry about your lord. He didn't help anyone. An angry glance flicked at Sokka. They would have come home.
Wounded, Shidan countered. Shamed by contact with one not named. And even if there were no difficulties in acquiring a ship and running the blockade, I assure you those would not be small. There is the unshakable fact that they knew the Fire Nation attacked to steal waterbenders. With Hama, the last, taken, your tribe was safe. Why, by all the spirits, would they have wished to bring harm back to your people?
The Fire Nation wouldn't have come back. Katara sat straight, adamant. They wouldn't have known.
Shidan's eyes narrowed.
Really? Azulon's spies learned of you, young waterbender. Have you ever thought on how?
Oh. Aang felt like he had a stomach full of catfish eels. Because, well, the Fire Nation showing up when they did, that was the Flayer's fault. But if the Fire Nation had been leaving Katara's tribe alone because they didn't have any waterbenders left, how did they know?
The way Katara's face went white, she already had an idea.
You think everybody's just like you, don't you? She bit out, ready to betray even their own family.
If you do not see Hama's acts as betrayal, Shidan said heavily, then I fear for us all.
Katara shuddered. She was a monster. Blue eyes narrowed at Shidan. But she was Water Tribe. She was our responsibility. You had no right.
Shidan stared at her, still, utterly still, poised as a scorpion viper.
Hitomi paled. Toph stomped her feet and deliberately cracked her knuckles.
Man, I can see why trading with Water Tribes is tricky. Their debt books don't exactly balance, huh?
Debt books? Aang almost said. That was silly. The Water Tribes didn't have.
Only they did. Kind of. Sideways, sort of.
Push and pull, Aang said shakily. In and out. Somebody inside gets everything. Somebody outside only gets the eddies. What doesn't matter? He looked at Toph.
Sit and wait. Earth leans on each other, balances the weight, balances the debt.
His eyes slid to Shidan and that horrible predator stillness.
Attack, hit back first, but a big fire. It pulls all the little fires towards it. So if you don't make sure they get something to burn, all you get is ashes.
Scary. It was scary trying to see his friends like this. And people who weren't his friends.
Maybe Hama was Water Tribe, and you were responsible, but she was here.
I don't want to do this. Killing's wrong. It's all wrong, but I have to be fair. The Avatar is supposed to be fair.
And Shidan's a great name, and he's here, and people were getting hurt. So he was responsible, too.
He gulped and glanced at the firebender.
But it's still wrong. Killing's not the answer. It never is.
Now Katara looked like he'd dumped the catfish eels in her stomach.
But that's the point.
She jabbed a finger towards gold-edged red.
He killed her, Aang. He didn't see us fight. She could have been anybody, and he just killed her.
Huh? Aang tried not to scratch his head in confusion.
Hama had been alive, and now she was dead, and Shidan had killed her. Why did it matter who she was?
Shidan was looking at both of them like they'd been hitting the cactus juice.
I have walked the aftermath of more bending battles than you have seasons, Waterbender. Likely more than all of you together. Your brother and friend's tracks scrawled through dust and mud. They were the controlled, not the controllers. You had not been present in this town long enough. You had not lived long enough to have been responsible for the corpses I found in that cave. And you are Water Tribe, and no true woman of the Water Tribes would have let such evil slip away undealt with. Who else could she have been?
But you didn't know!
Katara raised a hand, slowly dragged it back down.
She could have been any old lady. She could have been someone's grandmother. You didn't know she was a monster.
Which still didn't make sense, Aang thought, bewildered.
Why were people more worried about who Shidan had killed? It didn't matter who. Hama was a person, not a monster.
Katara, Toph started. Shidan tapped toes on the ground.
No, she is correct. I did not know. In battle, one does not always know. There is no time. But the odds, Katara, Your battle was scourged across the forest. Your foe, we knew, could grasp any of fire with but a movement. You were free, and your friends, but none of you are fire, are you? I had one instant to strike, one chance to slay the monster who would not only kill me, but my grandchildren, my deshi. How could I risk it? How could I hesitate and kill us all? His breath caught. I love my family, young one. Perhaps you cannot believe it of fire, and knowing what fire has stolen from you, I understand. But I do love them, and I will kill for them.
Deshi, Aang thought, as Katara looked away. Gyatso had used that word before. Kuzan had. It meant, you have students? Real students?
Now Sokka looked like someone had hit him over the head.
Why?
Shidan cocked his head, a movement that poked at Aang's brain. He'd seen somebody look at him that way before, somewhere.
I have those who follow me in the way of the blade, yes. Daisho are not a common choice for swordsmen here, but Byakko does favor them, and the way they demand.
Another tilt of that pale gaze.
But who in the world told you deshi meant student?
Master Gyatso, Aang shrugged. When I was little, he said that was the best way to explain. If I ever got lost here, just find one of the home guard and tell them I was Master Gyatso's deshi, and everything would be okay.
But it hadn't worked, had it? He had to swallow a lump in his throat.
How can you teach someone to live with a sword? It just seems wrong.
He hadn't wanted to say anything while Sokka was learning from Piandao. Sokka couldn't bend. He needed something to help him if they got in a fight. And besides, if parents were like teachers, then Sokka already had Chief Hakoda. He might learn how to use a sword from Piandao, but he wouldn't learn how to live the way his dad wouldn't approve of, right?
Shidan regarded Aang a moment.
Humphed. The best swords stay in their sheaths.
Aang blinked at him. That's a riddle, right?
You are a riddle, Shidan said dryly. But part of it begins to come clear. You use student to mean deshi, but deshi does not mean student. It means disciple, apprentice, one who hunts to your guidance.
Gyatso had told him to say that? Aang felt a rush of horror.
Air nomads don't hunt anything.
Then say it is the one who follows in your path, and for whom you are responsible, as if you were the head of his clan.
Shidan spreads empty hands.
It is no less true. Naming you his deshi gave you protection among us. Far more than your yearmates would have had. A deshi implies a sensei, one who will be responsible for him, and held to account for his mistakes. With that word, Gyatso dulled our teeth, so you never felt the full bite of a great name's anger. Clever man.
He drew in a breath, as if to say more, glanced at Aang again, and shook his head. Why did he get the feeling Shidan thought Gyatso had been too clever?
It doesn't make sense. How can it be wrong to keep people from getting hurt? And how could it be right for Katara to say Hama had to die? The Dark Wind came, Gyatso had told them that. But winds went away. Why didn't we just heal her? Aang blurted out. She wasn't just angry, she was alone. She was sick. We could have... Aang...
Katara's voice was strained and painful.
Stop it.
Warm fur behind him, Aang stared at her.
I couldn't have helped her.
Katara's fingers were knotted together, knuckles white.
Maybe Yugoda could have. But what she did, what she was doing... Gran-Gran told us the legends. If they feel the Cold Ones pushing them, making them want to do things, maybe you can still save them. But even if they make it, It's better for the tribe if they just go north, where the sun never goes away again. Fingers flexed, clenched again, firelight casting shadows across the knot of her hands. If they've killed, if they've gone that far, all you can do is end it. You mean... Aang shook his head. How could they say that? How could they even think it? Killing people is wrong. Killing sick people, it's... He flung his hands up in frustration. It's worse than wrong. It's horrible. Well, sometimes I'm horrible. Ears still ringing from her shout, Aang couldn't take his eyes off her. She couldn't have said that. She couldn't believe it. Not Katara. You're not horrible, Sokka said firmly. Protecting the tribe isn't horrible. Sometimes you have to do something awful. That's not horrible. That's just... Sometimes life sucks. Sokka, too? Aang turned to Toph. Earth was all straightforward, level. She had to have a better answer. Don't look at me, Twinkle Toes, Toph shrugged. Mansion, remember? I don't know what we do with crazy people. Bad guys get put in jail, sure, but Hama already got out of one of those. What else were we gonna do? Tie her up and never let her near water again? Like the Fire Nation? Load her up on Appa and drop her in the Earth Kingdom? No thanks. We've got enough crazy guys over there already, with the Fire Army running around setting stuff on fire. She paused. No offense, Grandpa. None taken. Teeth glinted in Shidan's smile. I have read reports of your group's travels. I know much of what you have encountered. And who?
But death isn't the answer, Aang insisted. Death is never the answer.
Your actions at the Northern Air Temple, Shidan said dryly, sharp nails catching flecks of gold as he stirred the flames. Say otherwise.
That's not fair.
He could still remember masses of metal falling into icy clouds.
You said you were Kuzan's friend.
Ah, and my friendship with Kuzan is supposed to change the reality of your actions.
Shidan blinked at him, cold as a cat gator staring up from swampy water.
My apologies. I had thought Monk Gyatso taught as Fire Sage Gentaku of old that good done in the name of evil is still good, and evil acts, even if done for the holiest sage, are still evil.
Another slow, chilling blink.
You killed to protect the folks of the Northern Air Temple. I killed to protect those I hold dear. How is it different?
Finally, something he could answer. We weren't being selfish, Aang shot back. He told me bristled. Aang could have sworn he saw hair rising on the back of her neck.
Not selfish? That you could even think?
Shidan held up a hand.
The Elder's teachings, he told me. Attachment to things of this world are forbidden. So by his ways, he speaks the truth. To strike in defense of a stranger? Forgivable. To strike in defense of those you care for? Is attachment. And so it is evil.
I didn't say that,
Aang protested, seeking Katara's blue, hurt gaze.
I didn't. You fight for people you care about. That's okay. You fight for people you don't care about, too, all the time.
And why didn't that sound as good as it had in his head? Well, he knew whose fault that was. Aang glared at Shidan.
How can you twist everything like this?
Shidan arched one white brow.
I believe humans call the technique logic.
Aang turned green. Oh no, not that. That's for old people.
Logic, Shidan stated, is for anyone who hopes to live long enough to grow old. One cannot live by instinct and emotion alone. That way leads to decapitating annoying people and ruining stray rugs.
Okay, this was officially worse than trying to talk to Guru Patik, or even Bumi in a cryptic mood.
What are you?
A dutiful son of the Father of Fire, Shidan replied. Paused a moment, as if thinking. Well, not wholly dutiful, which is just as well. Agni has been very upset with the last two avatars, and one who followed his will more rigidly might give you far less rope. Though I suspect less, in the long run, might be less cruel than more. Do you believe a fire sage would know the rules and punishments which bind a criminal of fire?
Aang rolled his eyes. What has that got to do with...
Do you believe it?
Shidan challenged him. A fire sage like Shiyu? Sure, Aang answered. The other guys were working for the Fire Lord. I wouldn't trust anything they say.
Discerning. Shidan nodded. Would you, then, believe the elders would know how to deal with a prank gone awry among the boys of your temple?
Of course they would, Aang shot back, frustrated. Why won't you just answer my question?
Because the questions you ask shape the answer you seek, Shidan said bluntly. You trust those of good heart who know fire to deal with fire, and so you trust air to deal with air. Why do you not trust water to judge water?
Darn it, now he was getting mad. Why are you making this about me? Aang demanded. Hama was sick.
Yes, she was ill. Shidan cut him off. She was also evil, and evil must be dealt with before it can destroy all we hold dear. You, Avatar Aang, Air Monk Aang, have three choices. You may learn to deal with evil. You may stand aside and allow others to slay it. Or you may stand between true evil and those of us who would fight to stop it, and watch the world burn.
Aang tried not to shiver. That's not the only answer. It can't be. He had to breathe.
Just breathe.
Gyatso said you could talk to anybody. Shidan eyed him, kind of like a saber moose lion deciding whether to bite first or just stomp the annoyance into icky goo. Muttered something under his breath that sounded kind of like,
bringing a Rabaroo back to the nest. Can't expect a cub to kill it the first time.
Which made no sense whatsoever. What did Shidan think he was?
Aang.
Sokka's voice didn't waver, but blue eyes narrowed with determination that made Aang just a little uneasy. I wish you were right, that talking fixed everything. I really, really wish you were. But we tried talking to Hama. We were with her a whole day. She knew two of us were Water Tribe. She knew we had a way to get into the Fire Nation, which means she knew we had a way to get out. If she wanted to get away from the war, if all she wanted was to go home, all she had to do was ask us. Maybe she was too scared to ask, Aang shot back. Maybe she knew you'd figure out she ran away and she was scared and she just couldn't. This isn't about you. Aang almost jumped into a defensive stance. Sokka sounded angry. Not just mad in a who ate the blubber jerky way. Angry. Hama was killing people. Sokka was breathing slow, like it hurt to. Looking aside, past the flames. We tried to talk to her. You tried to talk to her. She knew it was wrong. She was killing people because she could, because she liked it, because nobody knew how to stop her. A low, hissed exhalation. We stopped her. Maybe you don't like how we did it. Maybe none of us liked killing her, Aang. Did you think about that? Because whatever she did, she used to be a person, and now she's dead, and she can't ever make up for what she did. That's one of the most horrible things I can think of. But there's something I can think of that's worse. Now he looked at Aang, and the airbender had to brace himself not to flinch. He didn't know what was in that look, but something about it made him just want to pull the covers over his head. It hurt.
There is something worse, Sokka said, voice low. If we hadn't stopped her, she would have kept right on killing. He stopped, shook his head. Aang, we didn't want to kill her. I bet even Shidan didn't. He's a swordsman like Master Piandao, and real swordsmen don't want to kill. What?
To take a life is the gravest burden a soul can bear, Shidan said quietly. A doused flame can be lit once more. A seared tapestry can be rewoven. But a lost life?
He sighed.
Even if a soul passes through the realm of death to be reborn, that life is over. That person is gone. The greatest swordsmen pray they never draw their blades.
The best swords stay in their sheaths. It was a riddle, like Gyatso's, about how the best bender didn't need to bend the wind. He was already where it was blowing. We didn't want to kill her, Sokka repeated, but she didn't give us a choice. He heard what Sokka was saying, every word. But even if you knew it was a riddle, it didn't make sense. Master Gyatso had always said that no one could make you do what you didn't want to do. But he could still see the tears streaking Katara's face in the moonlight, as she made Hama stop bending them. Pale and gleaming white like the skulls around Master Gyatso. Gyatso wouldn't want to hurt anybody ever. But he had, which meant Gyatso was wrong. It was like saying the sun was going to start rising in the west, that fire was going to be cold, and the water tribe was going to take up mining. It just didn't happen. Gyatso said no one could make you do what you didn't want to, Aang mumbled into fur. He was wrong. How could he be wrong? Aang? Katara's voice was still a little rough from crying. Are you okay? No! Didn't they understand? Didn't they feel the world falling apart? Monk Gyatso was a master. He stood up to the elders. They never would have let him if he was wrong. Silence from his friends. He really, really hated those silences. What did they think he'd said now? That accords with the tales Byakko tells of the air temples, Hitomi said, fiddling with the teapot. Descent was discouraged. Strongly.
Say it plainly, young lady, Shidan said gruffly. Or I will. I have little to fear from avatars beyond stupidity. The temples taught one way, Xiangchen's way. All else was suspect at best and eliminated at worst.
Oh, no way he was going to sit still for that. Aang shot away from Appa's side, glaring at the Nada spirit. Air nomads were peaceful. We never hurt anybody.
Pacifistic, yes. You were that.
Shidan sipped the tea Hitomi had served him.
But as I have difficulty grasping the words human take for granted, I make a practice of studying them all. And there are layers and layers of harm, young monk. He eyed his cup ruefully. One does not suppose you could have made it stronger.
Feet tucked under her, the merchant gave Shidan a sidelong glance. Lord Shidan, everyone knows you like it strong enough to strip paint. I'm not going to inflict that on innocent youngsters.
No.
Shidan's whiskers drooped. Woeful. Hitomi lifted her chin, unflinching. Lady Kotone warns us about you, my lord.
I suppose someone must.
Shidan regarded his tea.
There is harm, Aang, and there is harm. Your people were peaceful in body.
He nodded towards Katara.
But what harm did Hama do to her last night?
Around the fire, Katara and Sokka both looked at Shidan as if he'd lost his mind. Toph cracked her knuckles and leaned back against a rock that hadn't been there 3 seconds ago. Oh, I gotta hear this one. the earthbender muttered. Are you serious? Aang got out. You were there. You saw what happened.
So I was. And so I did see what I would call harm and hurt,
Shidan said dryly, setting his tea down.
Four parts of humans I know. To the body, to the heart, to the mind, and the spirit. But I have been other places beyond the Fire Nation, including your temple long ago, and there were those among your elders who would not consider Katara hurt.
No. No, 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 that didn't make sense. His people weren't anything like Hama.
Shidan snarled as wind rushed and fire flared, hands clapping together in one swift crack. The fire blew out. Pale gold glared at Aang, hot as embers.
Did Zhang Zhang teach you nothing?
Aang squinted at him, heart still racing. He wanted me to learn how to breathe. I already know how to breathe.
Shidan snorted. Obviously, he should have started with something more basic.
Aang blew out a breath.
What's more basic than breathing?
Putting fires out.
Aang realized his tongue was getting dry, closed his mouth, still stunned. Every firebender he'd seen started fires. Put them out? That was waterbending, or maybe earthbending. Even airbending if you timed the wind right to steal air from the fire. Firebenders learn to put fires out?
Zhang Zhang kinda skipped that, Sokka put in. Maybe you could.
Part of me wishes I could. Shidan mused. But I cannot. What I am cannot teach an avatar firebending. The avatar spirit chose to take human form to learn from humans. He who bears it must learn bending from humans as well.
That's not true, Aang protested, patting fur. I learned all kinds of things from Appa.
Be that as it may, I am not one you would wish for your teacher, Shidan stated. I doubt I would be able to forget the many, many times you have tried to kill my grandchildren.
A fluid shrug.
Of course, my granddaughter was indeed trying to kill you. I harbor you no ill will, not for that. But I am fond of her, and that would not do your training any good at all.
Irk! You like Azula? Sokka squeaked, eyes wide in disbelief.
She is my granddaughter, Shidan observed.
Toph screwed up her face. You know she tried to kill Sparky, right?
Several times, Shidan agreed. I did not say I approved of her.
He paused.
But she is clan, and she has done many things worthy of admiration, not the least of which is surviving her father in the first place. He wanted another son.
Now his brain really hurt. You feel sorry for Azula? Aang exclaimed. She's crazy! He pointed at the firebender, determined. And I never tried to kill her or Zuko, no matter what they did.
The red and blue Haori stirred, a slight shrug.
My grandson says otherwise.
And you believe him? Aang shot back. The first time we met him, he lied.
A white brow went up.
Did he?
Of course he did. Aang glared back. Why did Shidan believe Zuko instead of the good guys? He was threatening Katara's whole village, and he didn't want to... Oh, monkey feathers. It was like falling forever and the wind wouldn't catch you. Like one of the trick picture scrolls Gyatso laughed at, where if you looked one way it was a vase, but another it was faces. He didn't want to hurt anyone, Aang managed. But he would have.
To find you. To end his exile. To finally earn his father's love and prevent Azula from taking the throne. Oh, yes, Shidan nodded. Matter of fact, my grandson is born of Sozin's line as well as mine. Violence is bred in us all, blood and bone. He was raised on tales of death and bloody victory, and the gentlest soul he clung to
The man who stood as his father for 3 long years is the Dragon of the West. Sear a village to the ground, Zuko would have hated it, and himself. He would have done it.
Still seated, Shidan gave Aang a slight bow.
I am grateful you spared him that.
People can do things they hate. Aang hugged himself, colder than the doused fire. Then how does anybody know what's true?
We do a lot of guessing, Sokka said wryly.
You guess? Aang felt queasy, like he'd tried to ride a log in the middle of a hurricane. You guess when people are telling the truth? He felt like pulling one of Toph's tricks and banging his head against a rock. No wonder everybody's fighting.
Wait.
If that was true, then... If everybody has to guess what's true, and all the people know is what the Fire Lord says you can teach in school, then... Even if we explain what's really happening, they're not going to believe we came to help.
Hitomi held her head in her hands. We're going to show up with an invasion, Sokka said dryly. With the Avatar they're all so scared to death of, on the worst day of their lives. No, they're not going to think we came to help, Aang. They're going to think the way Zuko thought, the way he did for years, until he chased us across the world. And got a chance to see we weren't like what everyone taught him. To see the Fire Lord was wrong. They're going to think we are the bad guys. We came to kill them all, and we did it on... He stopped, groaned, smacked himself in the forehead, and glared down at the embers as if he could flare them up by pure will. They know we're coming, don't they?
If you mean the eclipse, Shidan mused, then yes, they do.
Aang froze.
Say what?